The human aura. Sit in a straight back chair with your hands and feet apart. Close your eyes and relax. Be in the center of your head. Go into trance. Ground yourself from the base of your spine down into the center of the earth, down into the exact geographical center of the planet Earth. Run your energy using orange earth energy and light orange cosmic energy. Pull the orange earth energy into your feet and up your legs while you are also pulling the light orange cosmic energy in the crown of your head and down your back channels. Allow these energies to mix in your pelvic cradle and to flow up, up, up the front part of your back channels, up and out the crown of your head. Allow all excess energy in your pelvic cradle to flow down your grounding cord. Postulate that these energies will run through your energy system during this exercise. Your aura is a field of energy that emanates from and surrounds your body. It is as if every cell in your body gives off energy. Every cell reflects and makes a statement about your attitudes, moods, dispositions, thoughts, and daily experiences. These statements are made in energy, light, and colors. Go up in the corner, pull yourself all the way up in the corner, up, up, and look back at your body. Notice your aura. Notice all the energy around your body. Notice the layers. Notice the shapes of these layers. At what points does your aura pull in close to your body? At what points does your aura push away from your body? Where are the layers pushed together? Where are the layers well defined? Stay up in the corner and look at each layer one by one. The layer closest to your body represents your physical body, the organs, bones, skin, muscles, blood, brain, every cell in your body, the health of your physical body is shown here by the degree of vitality that the energy has. What colors are in this layer? Is the energy bright or cloudy? Notice the health of your physical body by reading the energy in this layer of your aura. The second layer, away from your body, is the layer that holds all the feelings expressed about your body, about your personality, about yourself. This is the layer where you draw to yourself certain positive or negative actions. With positive feelings about yourself, you draw positive situations towards you. With negative feelings about yourself, you draw negative situations towards you. Like energy attracts like energy. Notice the colors in this layer of your aura. Notice dark areas and notice light areas. Still up in the corner, look down at the third layer of your aura. This is where thoughts and opinions lie. Remember that like energy attracts like energy. With thoughts and opinions that are negative, you attract other people's negative thoughts and opinions about you, your body, and personality. With positive thoughts and opinions about yourself in this layer, you attract other people's positive thoughts and opinions to you. Notice the colors in this layer of your aura. Notice the dark spots and notice the light spots. The fourth layer of your aura is where you collect all unprocessed feelings and thoughts about yourself and about others. Your mental balance and mental health, the balance of feelings and emotional health show up in the fourth layer of your aura. Oddly enough, this is also where your thoughts and feelings turn into physical reality. It is very important to keep this layer of your aura clean. Still up in the corner, notice the colors in the fourth layer of your aura. Also notice where there are dark spots and where there are light spots. The fifth layer of your aura is where your karma and unfinished cycles are located. From up in the corner, looking down at the fifth layer of your aura, you may notice your karmic patterns by looking at the circles, both complete and incomplete. in this layer of your aura? Are there many complete circles? Are there many incomplete circles? Unfinished karma. The sixth layer of your aura is where all your beliefs and belief systems are located. These beliefs and belief systems are continuously attracting like realities to you. If you are not happy with the reality around you, this is where you have control to change it, the sixth layer of your aura. The outermost edge of your aura is the seventh layer and is called your boundaries. This is where you end and the rest of the world begins. Your boundaries are similar to a cell wall membrane. They are semi-permeable to enable communication to come in to you and to go out from you. Your freedom within these boundaries lies in knowing yourself, knowing your problems, knowing your thoughts, knowing your judgments, knowing your opinions, knowing your likes, knowing your dislikes, knowing your energy. When you know who you are, then you know who you are not. Your boundaries do not have to be thick to affirm yourself. They just have to be firm and persevering. Pull yourself back into the center of your own head. Be in the exact geographical center of your own head. Pull every cell in your body, every cell of energy in your aura, into the present moment. Be yourself and come out of trance.